Now, even though I love my lessons, I still go through times where I haven't practiced and my lesson is coming up and I'm wondering, if I should cancel or something. Now, my teacher, unlike you guys, my teacher, I don't cancel on him. I don't think I've ever canceled on him other than like during Thanksgiving or something when he couldn't do it anyway. But he doesn't have a policy where you pay ahead. So you guys don't even have the luxury of like just saying, oh, I can't make it this week and then not paying. So this is exactly why I have the structure, not just for my sake. Obviously, it's easier for me financially, not to have to collect, from you guys. But it's really for your benefit. You pay up front like you do for a gym membership because you commit that you're gonna get in shape and go to the gym this month, like a lot, and enjoy it. But I'm digressing. It has crossed my mind to call my teacher and say, I can't make it this week, something came up. Whereas really the something that came up is I haven't practiced as much as I thought I should. And so I'm not gonna go into detail. Again, it's all in the article. And but that is the background from which I wrote the article, and those thoughts are normal. Those thoughts are normal. They're gonna happen. There are times where you're gonna go up and down in terms of amount of progress you make. But like I say in the article, a good teacher will looks at the big picture. All right. So here we go with the article called "Not Wanting to Come to Lessons Because You Haven't Practiced."